Hello and welcome to Crazy Party Part 7. It is time to take on the underground. Oh, this is going to be interesting. So, I have tried to record this several times now. Hopefully this will be the recording that sticks.
Adventure mode.
And world. What makes this hard is the first game. Right off the bat, it's going to really get us the underground. All right, there's my 10 coins. And we're good to go. Excuse me, I've got... I think I got a froggy in my throat that needs to find his way out.
Hey, cool. Kermit the Frog here.
No, Kermit. I'm talking about a frog in my throat.
Hey, cool. That's me. I'm going to do this LP if you don't mind.
I do mind very much, but I guess if you want to play it. All right, what's the first game, Kermit?
Oh, this is Finding Pheromones, Liam.
Searching for Pheromones.
Searching for Pheromones. Hey, cool. And you have to search the ants...
Kermit, well, how about I just explain? Let the game explain it, okay?
Oh, okay. Hi-ho. Kermit the Frog here.
You have successfully managed to enter an anthill, but the guards are pursuing you as fast as they can. In order to stop this dangerous harassment, you should find the Pheromone's office so that the guards understand that you're not an intruder. Hopefully you can smell the office from far away. Just press D and you'll know how much distance you need to walk to get into it. So wander all around the anthill using the previous way to approach the office as much as possible. But if you're caught by the guards, the game will be over. This game is played from above. Press the numbers in order to find the relevant sounds. Then press enter when you're ready.
Hi-ho. I'm stuck in your throat again.
Kermit, do you eat flies or ants?
I eat everything. I like bugs. Yes.
All right, great. All right, so we have to find the Pheromone's office, and we use the D key, right, Kermit?
Yeah, that's right. The D key. Hi-ho.
Why do you keep saying hi-ho?
It's because you keep losing the impression.
Great. All right, so we're going to go find ants. Why didn't you show up on the beach level instead, Kermit?
I don't know. You better move.
Thanks, Kermit.
53.85.
Look out for the ants, Liam.
Oh, shut up.
35.23. 31.11.
Better find the office.
24.17.
I know.
24.19. 24.
There's an ant, Liam.
21.02.
Shut up, Kermit.
15.03. 13. 10.2. 5.39.
I think we found it. Oh, God. Yeah, we got it.
You scored 20 points.
Way to go, Liam.
Thanks, Kermit.
You just unlocked this game.
Ribbit!
Are you going to get in on this, too?
You win 20
points. I most certainly am.
You now have 30 points. New path is opening to the north. New path is opening to the east.
All right, so new path is opening to the north. And to the north we have...
The Queen's Treasures.
The Queen's Treasures. Oh, God.
What's wrong, Liam?
You'll find out in a second, Kermit.
You just discovered the treasures gallery of an ant's colony. Explore this gallery running from south to north and visit the narrow corridors that cross it to enter the different rooms that sometimes contain precious bonuses. Sounds peaceful? Not at all. Be careful as the ants patrol the area. If you are caught, the adventure will come to an end. This game is played from above. Press the numbers.
Okay,
in order to find the
relevant
sounds.
Then press enter. Sounds really fun, except not. All right, let's do it. You ready, Kermit?
Hey, ho, Kermit the Ant Hunter here.
No, we're not hunting the ants. We're getting away from them.
Oh, my bad.
God, you're an idiot. So where are the thingies?
I don't know.
Are they over here? Oh god. Kermit, I think we're stuck! Oh, they patrol. I see.
Are you a dumbass?
Yes, I am. I don't know how to play this game.
You scored 7 points.
Well, I got 7 points. I'll take it.
You win 7 points. You now have 37 points.
All right, let's go do the other game, Kermit.
Okay.
Would you please get out of my throat?
No, I like it here.
Yeah, you're going to like this. There. God, you're persistent. You won't leave.
No, I like it here.
All right, well, here, Kermit, what's the next game?
You are the driver of a little truck slumping down into a tiny mine. Your goal is to take the right direction when comes the time to take a curve. Hopefully, a buzzer is warning you to show you the way, and you just have to press the left or right arrow depending where you hear it to take the curve. Alas, there's only one correct path, and your journey will come to an end as soon as you make your first mistake. So, be careful. Press enter when you're ready.
I'm Kermit the truck driver.
Kermit, don't you think it's strange that we're driving a train and they call it a truck?
Yeah, well, they're French.
Yeah, so?
Nothing.
That's what I thought. All right. Let's do this thing, Kermit. You can drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a driving frog. Hi-ho. What?
I didn't even hear the sound. Was it on the right?
Minus 20 points.
Oh, I bet it was. And you know what? Wow. That's bad. All right, Kermit, you need to focus on the game. I'm driving. You just sit over there and be quiet. I'm driving this truck.
You are the driver of a little truck slumping down into a tiny mine.
I'm the blind guy. I drive better than the frog does. Here we go.
Wow, that was nice.
Shut up.
Hey-ho, turn left.
I did.
There's another left, Liam.
Shut up, Kermit.
There's a right.
I'm gonna kill you. Why is this thing so loud? See, I know how to drive this thing.
It's not easy being green.
Shut up, Kermit.
This thing's going too fast.
Oh, it's gonna go a lot faster by the time we're done.
No.
You better not get sick all over the place either. Yeah, well, I did way better than you. I didn't get negative 20. What did we get, Kermit? What did we get?
You scored 18 points.
Oh, I just missed the bonus by 2. Oh, well.
You just unlocked this game.
I'll take it, though.
You win 18 points.
We don't get digging for bonuses, which is a cool bonus game.
The diamond's mine.
They get this game, though. The diamond's mine.
Some dwarves hired you to collect diamonds laying in several galleries.
I don't
sounds
like
easy.
Dwarves.
Be careful anyway, cause if diamonds are worth a lot in general, some of them are just garbage. So run through the mine galleries, grab only the valuable diamonds by pressing the F key, then enter the
like
list
diamonds,
and the counter for verification. Please remember that you can't carry too much diamonds. Press
I should
the
buy one for Miss
Piggy. This game is played from above. Diamonds, bad ones,
yep.
At lower or higher.
So that's the one we want, Kermit.
Oh, okay, we want this one.
Diamonds, that's right. Ones, now you counter. Don't want the bad. Okay, yeah, you want to find the counters, okay? You want to play this game?
Yeah, I do. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Oh boy.
Alright, you got this, Kermit. You can do this thing. Look for the good diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Kermit's got this, you guys.
You take the
there you go, Kermit.
You take the diamonds.
Yeah. Now don't get the bad one.
You take the
get
diamond.
That good one. There you go. You got 3 right away, Kermit. So, Kermit, what you want to do is go to those and kind of walk. Yeah, exactly. Just check the openings first.
You take the diamond.
There you go. Don't go too far in. Focus first on checking all the tunnels. You already have 4 diamonds, see?
Yeah, I got this.
Yeah, good. Drop them off. All right, that makes sense. See, Kermit knows how to play this game. Kermit's not bad at this. There you go, Kermit. 2 right there. Nice.
You take the diamond.
Oh, you're going to go check and see if there's any further in?
Yeah, I'm a greedy frog.
Go back the other way.
Okay.
Yeah, check the other tunnel first. You already got 2 more. You might as well just go check the tunnel. There you go. Yep, square off. Any more? No, no more. All right, so start checking some of the other tunnels, Kermit.
Okay.
You're going to go up that one? That's a good idea. I don't know if you... Did you find any in there? Don't get that one. Yeah, get that one. Good.
You take the diamond.
Oh, there's another one. Four
diamonds. You take the diamond.
Oh, Kermit, go back and drop those off.
Points.
Those are good.
86 seconds.
You should have probably. I wish we had known there were that many down there. You could have gone and picked up that fifth one there. But yeah, go back and...
Minus 4 points.
Yeah, there you go.
72 seconds.
Yeah, now run back to the counter and go get that one, because that was good.
I know how to play this game, Liam. You jerk.
Drop him off.
16 points.
There you go. 16 points, Kermit. We can unlock a bonus game if you don't screw up.
Right, 53 seconds.
53 seconds. You got this. Exactly. Run up there. You got this, Kermit. You're better than I am at this game. I guess I should let you play this more. Okay, run back, run back.
32 seconds.
32 seconds. You got this. You're going to race the clock, though. Come on, Kermit.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Diamond Hunting Frog here.
Less talk and more play, Kermit. Don't think about what you are. Just do it.
Oh, okay.
There. Go. There you go.
15 seconds.
15 seconds. Come on, Kermit.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and I'm about to rock this game.
There you go. Drop it off. There you go. 20 points, Kermit. You got this. Now we're going to play a fun little game. There we go.
You scored 20 points. You just unlocked this game.
Ribbit!
You win 20 points. You now have 55 coins. New map is opening to the east. New map is opening to the
south. So we didn't get the digging for bonuses game, which is too bad, but we got...
The cannonball slope.
Oh, where's the other one?
The diamond mine.
Yeah, here we go.
Railroad management.
Railroad management. This game is fun.
An engineer dwarf is challenging you to correctly direct some mineral cars through a rail journey divided into several sections. The course consisting of several parallel tracks. You'll need to choose a starting track so that the car reaches its destination on the track indicated by the engineer. However, in each section there may be a bifurcation and the car takes it necessarily. Study hard to plan to select the starting track. Press enter.
Okay. So this guy is going to read us the map, and we got to figure out what track to start the car on. I think we can do this. All right, let's see here. What do we got? Show us the map, Mr. Dwarf.
The truck has four roads parallel and is serrated in four sections. The truck should go on road number two. Here's the map. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road one on road two. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road two on road three. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road four on road three. On the section number four, there's a switch which goes on road one on road two. The truck should go on the road number.
I'm gonna put it on number one.
The truck is starting on the road number.
All right, let's see what it does.
This is fun.
Section number one.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey,
look at it go, Liam.
Yeah, oh. There we go, Kermit. I think it's got it.
Section number four. The truck stay on the road number two.
There we go.
Destination on road number two.
5 points.
You win 5 points.
There we go.
Round two.
All right. What's our next map?
The truck has three roads parallel and is serrated in four sections. The truck should go on road number three. Here's the map. On the section number one, there's a switch which goes on road two on road three. On the section number two, there's a switch which goes on road two on road three. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road two on road one. On the section number four, there's a switch which goes on road two on road three. The truck should go on.
Oh, we're gonna take it on two. This is easy. It's just gonna run down three the whole time. Once it there we go. While we wait, I'm gonna have some water.
On the section number two, the truck stay on road number three. On the section number three, the truck stay on road number three. On the section number four, the truck stay on the road number three. The truck arrives on destination on road number three. You win 5 points. Round three. The truck has three roads parallel and is serrated in seven sections. The truck should go on road number two. Here's the map. On the section number one, there's a switch which goes on road three on road two. On the section number two, there's a switch which goes on road one on road two. On the section number two, there's a switch which goes on road three on road two. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road two on road three. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road three on road two. On the section number six, there's a switch which goes on road one on road two. On the section number seven, there's a switch which goes on road two on road three. On the section number seven, there's a switch which goes on road three on road two.
All right, I'm gonna send it down. Three.
The truck is starting on the road number three.
Because I think it's going to bounce it back to three at some point. Alright, good, good. There we go.
Onto the section number four, the truck stay on road number three. Onto the section number five, the truck stay on the road number three. Onto the section number six, the truck stay on the road number three. Onto the section number seven, the truck goes from the road three to road number three.
There we go.
Destination on road number two. You win 5 points. Round four. The truck has four roads parallel in this area in six sections. The truck should go on road number one. Here's the map. On the section number two, there's a switch which goes on road two and road three. On the section number two, there's a switch which goes on road three and road two. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road two and road one. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road three and road four. On the section number three, there's a switch which goes on road four and road three. On the section number four, there's a switch which goes on road two and road one. On the section number four, there's a switch which goes on road three and road two. On the section number five, there's a switch which goes on road one and road two. On the section number five, there's a switch which goes on road three and road four. On the section number six, there's a switch which goes on road two and road one. On the section number six, there's a switch which goes on road three and road four. The truck should go on road number one. On which road do you wish that the truck will start? Use the number keys to...
I'm going to send it down one.
Onto the section number one, the truck stay on the road number one.
I might have this wrong.
Onto the section number two, the truck stay on the road number one.
Or I might be right.
Section number three, the truck stay on the road number one. Onto the section number four, the truck stay on the road number one.
Yeah?
Onto section number five, the truck goes on the road number one.
Oh, no.
Onto section number six, the truck goes on the road number one.
Oh, oh, oh.
The truck arrives on destination on road number one.
Heck yeah.
You win 5 points. You scored 20 points. You just unlocked this game.
Hi-ho!
You win 20 points. You now have 75 coins.
All right.
Is opening to the north.
Oh, we got a game. Oh, this game.
Leaf Jump Race.
Leaf Jump Race.
You're rolling away so fast that you cannot control your speed and direction. Your path is filled with bonuses, but also with deadly chasms. Jump over the chasms by pressing the space bar. This is the only thing you can do right now. If you fall even just once, then the game is over for you. This game is played from above. Press the numbers in order to find the relevant sound.
Pit. So we gotta jump over the pits, but we can't slow down or anything. Oh, God. Well, let's give it our best shot.
You win 1 point. You win 4 points. You win 1 point.
Ooh.
You win 1 point. You win 1 point. You win 1 point. You win 1 point.
This is...
You win 3 points.
Hard, because there's... No stereo separation.
You win 1 point. You win 2 points. 16 points.
Oh, there we go.
You win 1 point. You win 2 points. You win 3 points.
Wow.
You win 4 points. You win 4 points.
I'm rocking this game, man.
You win 2 points.
Wow, it's really
going.
Points. Whoa.
You win 1 point.
Woohoo!
You scored 39 points.
This makes up for not getting digging for bonuses.
You just unlocked this game.
Boing!
You win 39 points.
Wow. Alright, please tell me I unlock something cool. Oh, yes. What do we got? Yes! Oh, this is fun. I like this game. This is another one I want to unlock.
This is a test every dwarf has to pass. There are wells connecting some superposed galleries with each other, but the top of these wells is clogged. In each gallery, your goal being to attain the lowest gallery, you have in each one to search for the well that allows you to go lower and to dig it with the up key so that you can make your way. If you reach the lowest gallery, you win. This game is played as a side score. Press the numbers in order. This sound means the possibility. This sound.
Alright, so we just got it. Okay. So here we go. Oh, God. All right, dig down, dig down. God. Dig down, dig down. This game is stressful because I'm not gonna make it. No.
scored 16 points.
I'll take 16 points, though. I was close.
You just unlocked this game.
Oh, that was awesome.
You win 16 points. You now have 130 points. New path is opening to the north.
Ooh, a path to the north.
But that's it. But that's it.
Oh, wow. That took us all the way to this game. Okay. So I need to go back around. Wow, that was cool, though. Always wanted to unlock that game. So like I said, we missed digging for bonuses, which is too bad. But we picked up this one, and this one's cool, so... And we totally rocked the leaf jump.
The cannonball slope.
Cannonball slope. All right, let's try it.
The road goes straight forward, but the slope is strong, and you will have to climb it. The difficulty isn't about the declivity of the slope, but rather the cannonballs are falling down, and you better have to avoid them by moving left or right when you hear them approaching. If you are hit, you will be taken down to the starting point. This game is played from above. Press enter when you're ready.
All right, let's do it. Look out for cannonballs. Oh! Might not get 20 on this one. Oh!
Minus 1 point. 25 seconds.
Oh, wow. I'm really running low on time. I almost want to take a loss on this to give it another shot.
Minus 1 point. Minus 1 point. Minus 1 point. 0 points. 1 point.
Oh. Not going to unlock it, but that's
scored,
okay.
4 points.
So that would have unlocked Leaf Jump Race as well if we had gotten 20 on it.
You win 4 points. You now have 134 points.
That's okay, though. Now we'll unlock... this game, which is Cave Full of Pits. This does not get us a bonus game, unfortunately. That would be nice, but...
You will have to cross a cave littered with lethal obstacles. You must jump over numerous pits by pressing the space bar and then the right arrow key, but be careful to avoid the bats flying around. If you jump while the bat just over your head, you will be bitten and you will be back to the starting point.
I don't like bats.
Side scroller.
Good, then get out of here.
Sounds. Then press enter when you're ready.
Okay. Bye.
Good. Bye. Useless frog. He leaves me with the bats. I don't like bats either. There we go. This game isn't bad. Also, I like the Mystic Cave music. I like to just be patient on this game. Oh, and that was not patient.
5 points. 73 seconds.
Plenty of time, though. That was being impatient. There we go. Go across that. There we go.
High points.
Now, like I said, this 20 will not get you anything. So I'm not really worried about it. I'd rather just unlock it. There we go.
14 points.
Oh, I think we're going to actually beat this.
17
yeah, we got this.
20 seconds.
20 seconds left. There we go.
You scored 20 points.
Nice.
You just unlocked this game.
Squeak.
You win 20 points. You now have 154 points. New path is opening to the east.
And the next game we get?
The Bats Pit.
The Bats Pit. All right, this game's all right. We're going to climb a ladder and avoid bats.
Can I come out now?
You find at the of a
not
level,
unless you like bats.
You, get out of it. You simply have to press the key to climb, and you must avoid the bats moving from left to
right. Yeah, you would. All right, so Kermit the Frog is a big chicken. He wants no part of this. So I'm going to climb this ladder all by myself. So whatever, I don't need him. I'll do this myself. Don't need no frog. Don't need no stinking frog.
-3 points.
Oh, we're going. All right. So yeah, we're climbing this, and this game is just eh. Oh.
2 points.
2 points. Okay.
75 seconds.
I'd like to unlock it if I can. So my plans for this Let's Play, once we get done with all the worlds, I'm going to do some online games. And so if you'd like to take part in those, I'll eventually post some info on how you can do that. But we'll actually be using my other save file, which has like a gazillion games on it. So that's my plan, to use that one. So I won't be actually using the save file, because I have all the boards unlocked and everything. So we'll be doing boards, we'll be doing some online, we'll do some micro games, and I'm debating doing battle mode. I haven't decided if I want to do that or not. So if you guys want to see battle mode, which is the card battling,
5 points.
I may do that. So if there's interest there, let me know, and we could consider doing it. Well, I got 10 points. I'll take it. All right.
15 seconds.
Fine. Now, actually, you know what? I'll go with that. I have no complaints. 10 points. I'm going to unlock it.
You scored 10 points. You just unlocked this game.
Squeak! That was a tired bat.
You win 10 points. You now have 164 points. New path is opening to the north.
All right, so.
Doors and buttons.
Doors and buttons. Hey, Kermit, you want to come back out for this game?
Yeah, hey-ho.
All right, so Kermit is going to play this game. This is Doors and Buttons. And what we do, Kermit, is, well, let the guy tell us.
Oh, okay. What do we do, Mr. Man?
This dungeon kind of thing is being crossed by some bug paths. There are ladders letting you move from a path to another. It is just impossible to cross the dungeon immediately from its beginning to its end, because each path is filled with many walls and doors. For walls, nothing can be done, but for each door, you must find and activate the button which opens it so that you can make your way deeper in. Happy crossing. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to find the relevant sounds.
Did you understand that, Kermit?
No.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're going to find buttons. The buttons open doors. You got that?
Uh-huh. The doors open.
Let me just play this game.
Okay.
Why don't you just get out of here? We're almost done with this world anyways.
Okay, bye everyone.
All right, so Kermit's leaving. I'm playing this myself. He's useless. I got this. All right, so what we need to do is we need to find buttons. Oh. Like that right there. So I think... I hope the door is up here, otherwise I just wasted a bunch of time. There it is. So now we gotta find the next one. Each room.
A door.
There we go. I'm gambling that it's down here. And I gambled correctly.
A door.
I hope it's down here. Yes, it is.
3 points. 69 seconds.
Plenty of time. Alright, so the door's there. So, button's gonna be up there. Okay.
The door's open.
There we go.
45 seconds.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, it's down there. Okay, get down. Get down. Get down. Get down. Down.
18, 22 seconds. 18 points.
Oh, I'm going to unlock this.
The door's opening.
Yes. We're going to do it, guys. Oh, no. We're not going to do it.
15 seconds.
Oh, no. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
10 seconds.
Oh, this is gonna be close. Go, 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 go! Yes!
You scored 20 points. You just unlocked this game.
Click! Now, does this give us a bonus? Do we get a bonus?
New map is opening to the east. New map is opening to the west.
Yeah, oh. Oh, yes. Yes, this bonus game. Oh, this one's fun.
You've just discovered the underground galleries that contain certainly some forgotten treasures of the king who disappeared. But these treasures are rendered inaccessible by closed doors. Fortunately, some buttons are placed here and there to open these doors. But which button opens which door? That's what you gotta solve. This game is clear from above. Press the numbers in order to find the relevant sounds.
We need to find as many buttons as we can to open doors. So let's just start there. Find all the buttons first. See, like, that door is closed. So we need to start unlocking doors.
The door is opening.
Okay, there's a door. Okay, that one's locked still.
The door is opening.
Okay, that didn't unlock that one, did it? Nope. Yeah, once we find these, it'll start opening more doors. And we got 2 minutes, so actually, I mean, this game does give you a fair amount of time. That's locked. Anything over here? That's locked too. Well, dang.
The door's opening.
Okay. Oh! Here we go. This one's unlocked.
You hit 4 points. You hit 4.
There we go.
Seconds. 12 points.
Yes. Give me something good.
21 points.
Yeah, 21 points. All right, let's go down here. Oh, that's locked too.
22 seconds.
Well, we got 21 points in this. You can get a lot more. But I'm not going to complain. I'll take 21 points. Just like 21 Pilots. I like them too.
The door's opening.
Oh, and I'm not going to have enough time. Darn. Oh, well.
You scored 21 points. You just unlocked this game.
Boing! So I unlocked that game. Very nice. All right, do we get anything extra, like a box?
Now have 205 coins. New map is opening to the west.
Oh.
Box.
Yep, a box. Cool, I'll take it. What's in the box? I will take this box. Nice.
You get blue crystal. X1.
Oh, a blue crystal. Blue crystals are for board mode. They double the amount of coins you get from squares.
Box.
So, cool. All right, well. Oh, wait, was there another box?
Box.
Yeah, there's another box, guys. Hold on. Good thing I checked. Oh.
You get blue crystal. X1.
Another crystal. All right, so we actually unlocked some good stuff. And that's it. So there you go. We just unlocked that.
End.
End. Okay, so this is the end, and will we unlock anything? No, because I think this will unlock the circus, which we unlocked through the factory.
This is the end.
Yep. So, that would be the
game
circus.
Now time to tell you the result. You get gem. Next two, you now have nine.
Oh, two gems. Nice.
Your performance allows you to add 3 points to your box. Your box has now 9 points.
Very nice.
Congratulations and thank you.
Woohoo!
Main menu.
All right. Look at that. Way to go. So, we just got another couple gems, which now, if we go to the rewards room, which I don't know if I've shown off yet.
Gems. Please select an option. Play one unlocked mini game. One gem. Play a solo mini game party. 8 gems.
You can play one game or play a solo mini game.
Play one unlocked mini.
I'm going to do neither.
Battle for rewards statistics.
I am going to check our statistics, though.
Statistics. You're currently on level 9 with 922 experience points. 328 experience points remaining to get the next level. You have a total of 922 coins in your box. You have unlocked 42 mini games in total. You have unlocked 7 worlds
wow.
in total. You have 1 available board. You have unlocked 0 gems in total. Press enter to continue.
Okay, so I have unlocked, very nice, 42 games.
Main menu, adventure mode.
And when I see you guys next time, we are going to do the circus. And we're going to have to do the circus twice. So what I may do... I may do the circus, do one of the levels that unlocks, maybe. Maybe not. And then do the circus again. But I think I'm just going to do it twice. I think it's going to depend on what we unlock. So that's going to be an executive decision I make. So we'll see. But we'll find out what it's going to be next time. So, guys, thank you for checking this out. Don't forget to jam on that like button. Click subscribe. Tell your friends. Leave some comments. Did you like Kermit the Frog? Maybe we'll have some other visitors if Kermit was cool. And anyways, thank you guys for listening and or watching. I will see you next time.